The AU says at least 11 people have died during the fighting, which began late last week in Gureta town. It borders a camp also called Gureta, which is home to 130,000 displaced Darfuris. According to news reports, humanitarian workers have begun to flee Gureta because of the violence. AU spokesman Noureddine Mesni tells VOA, AU commanders reported Tuesday the SLM has begun attacking civilians in Gureta.
The AU military group site in Gureta reported today that the SLM combatants had driven most of the active males out of Gureta. The SLM combatants were busy looting the properties of the men and raping the wives. So really the situation in Gureta is very, very tense, and we are very concerned about that situation.
The Guardian newspaper reports the fighting began when the Rebel Justice and Equality Movement attacked members of the Sudan Liberation Movement, which signed a peace agreement with the Sudanese government in May. The Rebel JEM refused to sign on to the peace deal. The signing of the agreement by some factions ignited violence among rebel groups. The African Union has agreed to remain in volatile Darfur until December, following Sudan's refusal to grant entry to United Nations mission. Sudan said this week it will not grant an unlimited extension to AU troops in Darfur. This was in response to a suggestion by top UN envoy to Sudan, Jan Pronk, that the AU remain in Darfur indefinitely. Fadlallah Ibrahim, a spokesman for the Sudanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, tells VOA that as of now, the AU mandate will terminate in December.
From now up to December, there are no problem. After that, everything will be discussed. Sudan have no problem with the AU forces, but now what is available now is the extension until December.
Arab League President Amr Moussa arrived in Khartoum Monday for talks with Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. The Arab League has offered financial support to the cash-strapped AU. The 3.5-year conflict has killed tens of thousands of people. It has displaced some 2 million people in remote Darfur and neighboring Chad. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.